Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Curly Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Oh, he's using the curly now. Very professional.
How you feeling after the movie?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right.
I know. I've done a bit of a branding change.
Yeah.
Because I want to be identified as Curly. I've been using it on the radio.
You got to stay consistent if you're going to con a nickname for yourself.
Exactly. Oh my god. I am so sorry.
That's all right.
Please go.
I was just saying that I was listening on the radio and they were talking about nicknames. I was listening to Triple M or something and they were talking about whether you can give yourself a nickname or not. I think in your instance, somebody else, people have called you Curly before.
I don't think I didn't give it to myself.
Somebody else called you Curly.
Yeah. It's been established.
You're in the right, but like you're owning it now, which is very good.
Yeah, established since 2002. So
yeah.
What a time to be alive. Can we just quickly break some news? Okay, we got some breaking news.
Shit.
Scott is currently raw dogging it. His phone is out of charge and his notes have disappeared.
No protection today.
Hopefully.
It's going to be full on pull out method.
Speaking of raw dogging as well, and then we'll get into another story and then we'll get into the movie. I had to raw dog it onto the train trip into the city. I have an hour train trip.
What do you mean?
Forgot my AirPods.
Oh, no. No, that's like hell on earth.
Bro.
An hour and a half.
I had to raw dog the train trip. There was sniffing. There was coughing. I never hear anyone. People on their phones just chatting away.
Yeah, everything just becomes so much more audible and you're just like, can I just please even have a
pair of earmuffs?
Hour and
10 minutes of just hearing...
Yeah.
Terrible, man. It was terrible.
That's hell. I'm really glad that you're here to tell the story and it didn't consume you.
Yeah.
It didn't take you.
Have you ever had to raw dog it on the train?
Many times. Many, many times. Usually when it's like a night out and I don't want to be bothered to take, you know, earplugs or anything with me and I want to save charge on my phone, especially in the days when I had the old phone.
Yeah,
when you had
the old brick.
Yeah, the brick, and it went out Bricks in
McGee.
15 minutes.
Yeah, that was bad. So you'd have to raw dog it on the train.
You know, the iPhone 6S, it held strong for a while until I smashed
it. Oh, that's right. I thought your last phone was a 4. Nah, I just pictured you went from a 4 to a 13 because you were like anti-phones for a while.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, fuck the government.
Now I'm pro-phones.
And pro-government. You love governments.
Yeah.
You actually are studying to be
a government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have your own political system called Scott.
This is right. Law of Scott coming
Law
soon.
Law of Scott. Speaking of game-changing political systems, we watched Fantastic Four from 2005.
Yeah, we did.
Oh my goodness gracious.
What a trip it was.
Can you believe that this movie is 17 years old?
No. I mean, yes, I can believe
Good thing we didn't do this before the cut, and now we're trying to sound as real as we did before.
And remember the things that we said. I'm going to give you a synopsis, Ben. Yes, this is a new segment of our podcast.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Thank you for the synopsis theme song. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to. Give me the synopsis on the film because I'm not too sure what this film was about.
Even though we just
I'm not aware. It's forever.
All right. For all the listeners out there, four astronauts gain extraordinary powers like invisibility and stretchability after being hit by cosmic radiation. I hate it when that happens.
Bit of bias, only mentioning two of the four.
Yeah, I know.
You reckon they could have slipped the other four in that synopsis?
I'm going to riot. Now, their biggest challenge is Victor Von Doom, an evil doctor. That's such a shit synopsis. Thank you.
That was a good synopsis.
Thank you very much, Wikipedia, I think that was.
Would have used the Internet Movie Database, also known as imdb.com.au.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there we go. Look at that. New segment of our podcast already.
I think
we're growing.
Let's keep that going, because it's a nice little breaker in. It breaks us into the movie.
It's like...
of Fantastic Four 2005.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, tell me your Johnny Storm point that you said before the cut, and then we'll get into the juice.
No. I'm gonna
Oh, you're going to save
else.
It.
I'm going to save the Johnny Storm point. Okay. This movie...
Fantastic Four from 2005.
Exactly. Definitely gets points for nostalgia for me.
Okay.
If I hadn't watched this as a kid, I wouldn't have enjoyed this movie that much.
Yes, I totally agree.
That is what they call a true fact, which is basically saying true twice. And it is a true fact.
And here's my breaker in. This movie is like a fish out of water drama with superpowers. Wow. Didn't think of it like that, did you, bitch? This is that's like incredible. A fish out of water drama with superpowers.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're actually right.
Because how many fight scenes are there? One.
Yeah.
One fight scene.
Wow.
One fight scene. This is a drama, not an action movie.
Okay.
Stand by that.
To be fair to this movie, Fantastic Four are more explorers rather than crime fighters. Like,
They're Star Trekking for Marvel.
Exactly right. Exactly right. They're scientists and explorers. That's what their main thing is. But they do come across more fighting in the comics than in this movie. There should have been more, for sure.
Is that a fault for you, you reckon? Not enough?
I would definitely say that's a fault for me. I mean, you had your kind of... I'll say rescue in quotation marks, because that was pretty much caused by Ben Grimm on that bridge.
Yeah.
And even though they got famous off that and whatever, we'll get into those details. But yes, definitely for an opening movie that you want to show the Fantastic Four being super strong, you want them to have some, like, fights. Even if they're not petty fights, like, or, I don't know, even, like, intervening in some, like, I don't know, chemical disaster at a factory or something, or maybe some other car crashes, or, you know, kind of space it out, show some more action scenes for a big build-up to the end, not just, like, your initial power scene, a lot of filler, then you have the big ending, which...
Initial power, science, and then fight.
Basically, science and stone brushing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so I just covered like a lot then. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like you did a good job.
Thanks.
I feel like the last fight, more felt like the first fight. It should have been... Not the first fight, I think the bridge scene was good, but it felt like the first fight, and then it was meant to be another one after that with Doctor Doom.
Yeah. Oh, at the end.
Yeah, yeah. It felt like there needed to be another one against Doctor Doom, another scuffle, or another thing that happened.
Because he kind of won in those first sort of conflicts with the Fantastic Four, didn't he? And then, like, it was like a really short...
Well, I don't know if it was a conflict. It was more just mind games. He just met up with Johnny Storm and was like, hey, bro, you love yourself? Keep loving yourself and ditch those losers.
Yeah.
I gotta come clean, okay. I gotta come clean. Saying ditch those losers. I don't want to be known as someone who steals jokes. I don't want to be Amy Schumer. I did listen to the Auntie Donna podcast, and Zachary Ruane, and, you know, I've mentioned Auntie Donna a bit.
Yeah, we are big fans.
You gotta ditch those losers.
Hey, well, you're giving credit where it's due.
I give her credit, okay, because you know? I do not want to be a guy who steals a jock.
Good on you, Curly.
Yeah, you call me Ben.
I'll call you Ben. It feels I'm just wrong saying, for me to
no,
call you
No, don't
Curly.
Call me Curly.
I'm going to call you Ben.
I'm just saying I'm Curly, but I'm actually Ben. Fantastic Four from 2005. Here's some Johnny quotes that I've got.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I'm excited for this.
Two of my favorite Johnny moments. At the end, when he says, let's get some names and let's get some shots.
Now, that is how you got to be at the club.
Yeah.
You know, get some names, get some shots.
Exactly.
Have a good time.
And when the doctor, right at the start, when they're in the rehab facility.
Yeah.
Gives him the thermometer.
Yes.
And then he gives it back and he says, that's for you. And then he kisses her and he goes, that's for me. And then walks off. Oh. My God. Johnny.
Johnny.
Johnny. Johnny. Johnny.
Bloody smoking, mate.
Johnny. Johnny. You remember that?
Yeah.
From Street. Super that? Crooks. Super Crooks. Crooks. Good anime. Go
good
watch that.
Anime.
Yeah, we'll review that one day and when we get to do TV shows.
Definitely go see
Yeah, Johnny was my favorite. Let's go through the cast. Okay.
Okay.
Let's
I'm
go
excited
through
for this.
Each person.
Yeah, we'll start with Johnny.
I will start with Johnny. Okay.
Why not? Because we're on a bit of a positive note.
I think he was cast brilliantly.
Yes.
Chris Evans, awesome.
Perfect Johnny Storm. Like I mentioned to you before, charismatic. I have the list here, actually. Let me just bloody get it up here. He was funny, cocky, impatient, and charismatic.
Yeah.
Everything that a perfect Johnny Storm needs to be. He wanted to be in the limelight, and he was. We had a classic bar scene from him showing off his powers and, you know, mixing with the people of New York.
And then trying to talk to some babe, and she's like, leave me alone, and she walks away, and then four other women just walk away suddenly as well. And you're like, what?
Well, that was after lighting the dude's drink on fire.
Oh, get over it, bro. 2005 people are such snowflakes. They're not like hard like they used to be or hard like they are now.
He was doing dynamo tricks in the middle of the club and then suddenly they mean nothing.
Yeah, come on, bro. He should have floated in the middle of London like Dynamo did. Didn't he float over the sea? He's like, yo.
He had a full Jesus moment. If you don't know who Dynamo is, he is a musician. He's a magician.
There's also that magician who was in that glass box for a month. You remember that?
What the fuck?
And he used to just like be in that glass box and like, how the fuck did he survive? That he has no water or food, but really he painted this clear sugar paste on the glass. On the glass on the inside, so he'd lick the glass sugar paste.
What the?
And he survived.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. What about Reed Richards?
Reed Richards. He was cast
by Ian Gruffudd. Okay. I can never say his name.
Okay. He was cast very well, but he was boring.
He was boring.
He was extremely boring, but. The way that he portrayed...
Oh, it's because he played British, mate. Oh, no. I'm kidding. I love British.
Top of the morning to you.
He's Irish.
Hello,
to it.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Governor. Bloody teeth are funny.
Riedel Richards. Whatever his name is, Lone Gruffudd. Is that the guy?
I was Ian Gruffudd or Own Gruffudd.
Own Gruffudd.
Own Gruffudd.
Well, Gruffudd.
Own Gruffudd.
He did a very good job. He looks like a Reed Richards. His head is physically long. Like, Reed Richards needs to be a skinny head.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs that slender head.
He's a bit of a horse.
No, not to be rude, but long face?
A racehorse, like... Yeah, they said that in the movie as well.
That's right. That was quite funny. Anyways, I thought he was alright, but he was a bit boring. He captured the this essence of Reed in the comics where he's so caught up in the science that he neglects Sue and their relationship.
Yeah, like, there was that's that part really... where she was full just chatting to him. He doesn't listen. Then the thing says something. He's like, what? Are we going to go? Just ignores women. But as soon as he's mate, he has time for the boys, but not for the girls.
It's just like, oh, Reed, what are you doing, mate? Yeah, but they captured that aspect of his character completely because, spoiler alert, comics, Sue ditches Reed to go fuck the Submariner, Namor.
And that's actually what's going to be in Wakanda Forever.
can you imagine if they had like a subplot relationship like that?
I think there's, two-hour sex scene and it's a five-hour movie.
Okay.
You're
just spreading rumors now.
Jessica Alba, what did you think of her?
She did a solid job.
She was okay for Sue.
She was all right.
She's pretty good.
Look. I don't know much about Sue's personality in the comics, to be fair.
Me neither. I know nothing.
The only comic that I've read with her in it was Civil War.
Mm.
And she was quite, like, distressed, obviously, in that scenario because, yeah, just go read the comic and you'll know. But
and then...
Yeah, I think Jessica Alba did a pretty solid job.
Michael Chiklis, last one, Thing.
There's the Thing. He was good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. I think sometimes his delivery is a bit shit with lines. He's a bit of a shit actor. Apparently Stan Lee said that he was his favourite actor to ever portray a Marvel character on screen ever.
What? Stan Lee's a magical man.
Ever.
Ever. Stressing this.
That was like...
Over Samuel Jackson.
Apparently
ever.
He stood by that for ages as well, wow. To the day he died. So the rumour goes.
Well... he was better at the start when he was human.
Mm.
And then when he turned into the Thing, I feel like he didn't have that. I don't know. He had kind of like a Raphael sort of vibe at the start. You know, when you watch the 80s Ninja Turtles and he's kind of sarcastic wisecracking, but he's a bit annoyed.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. And then it turned into like a bit of a brooding thing that kind of was a complete switch, which makes sense for his character, but it was, I don't know.
There was a big focus on him, though, throughout the whole movie.
There was, yes, there was a big focus.
Which is okay, except, but fuck it, let's just get straight into it. Blind Lady.
Blind Lady.
The fucking Blind Lady. Kerry Washington, she's not blind, is she?
No.
She's not.
She was acting, she was trying to act like she was blind.
I should confirm that just in case, because if we go on a tangent bagging her out for pretending to be blind, and it's like, oh shit, I'm blind. Kerry Washington.
Okay.
Oh, just feel for me for a sec.
Yeah, I'm feeling.
She blind. No, nothing says that she's blind.
Okay. She's not blind. She was acting, and she was poorly, poorly acting.
Yeah.
That was very, very fake. There were multiple times when, obviously, you know, people who can't see obviously do, you do look in the direction where someone is speaking to you. That's just a human thing to do with when you hear someone anyways.
Mm.
But there were multiple points where you could see she kind of made eye contact and then looked down.
The brushing scene as well, where she's that like, come no into sense. My art. Well, number one, how did she know that he was at the front of the art gallery? She
just goes, suddenly out of nowhere.
I'm blind, not deaf.
No, but that makes make no any sense. He was just fucking walking past the shop, you idiot.
Fuck off.
You're not Daredevil. You're not Daredevil.
Exactly.
You don't have the excuse of supersonic ears or hypersonic ears or whatever you want to call it.
And there could be some nerds out there going, because the thing's like big boned and he's big.
You can actually hear the rocks going against the pathway.
Fuck off.
Yeah, no,
cannot.
Go fuck
She's
yourself.
In an art gallery with people talking and she was preoccupied and then she walks out and goes, oh, I thought it was you.
What? As if. I don't know.
Washing scene was more uncomfortable than I remember as well. I used to hate that as a kid.
It was hilarious this time around, actually.
For you, maybe. For me, I was like, oh, I'm getting weak flashbacks from last week.
Ben Grimm having a couple of rock orgasms.
It was like 50 Shades of Grey again. We should have got Kurt back in the sexologist.
Hey, oh, man, the poor man has PTSD already.
Yeah.
We can't subject him to this much sex in 2 weeks.
Well, he's a sexologist. He's got to get over it.
Yeah, he's paid to do this.
No, the brushing and the washing. Yeah, we love Kurt. And all that was just not good.
It was Why so weird it? For a Fantastic Four movie.
Although we did watch, I don't know if it's the extended cut. We watched the British cut, I think.
Yeah,
the
American cut. We have this on DVD at home. And when we started it, we started it on Disney Plus, right?
Hour and 45 runtime there.
And we looked on the internet and it was like, oh, it was supposed to be 2 hours. And I'm like, whoa, there's all this time cut out of it. Then we saw, as soon as it started, the intro, like the classic Fox early 2000 intro wasn't there. And I was like, nah, Ben, we got to get this because it has the Fantastic Four theme song on DVD. And at the start,
the intro to this, which with all the amazing cinematics, if you watch it on Disney Plus, please just YouTube Fantastic Four 2005 intro sequence, and it's awesome. It is
has
really
such
cool.
A nice lead in to like the welding of Victor Von Doom's statue, doesn't it?
Yeah,
with the rocket
yeah.
taking off, and then it fuses into the welding.
Yeah,
see, like, you miss these little details on streaming sometimes, which is a bit of a shame.
Well, yeah, I think that's more of a specific case. I think this is just, you got to be careful with Disney Plus. Netflix and Amazon, all that, they're pretty chill, but
Disney have a real cutting problem.
Yeah, they have a habit to just like cut jokes out of The Simpsons and do all weird shit, so you always got to be careful.
Yeah.
But no, it's really cool. I would encourage all of you to go check it out.
Can I just go on a little bit of a rant here?
Yeah.
Speaking of cutting things out, this is a little sub thing.
Oh, Submariner.
I think it is wrong to cut jokes and like scenes out of movies. I know things don't age well all the time. And I know a lot of those jokes wouldn't have aged well now that they cut out of The Simpsons, but it is part of history. And why would you erase history so that you can't fix it in the future? Like, make something else that doesn't... I don't know. You kind of get what I mean, right? You need to look at mistakes.
I think you should be cancelled immediately, you know? You are not supporting the progressive movement.
You shouldn't cut media out of it. Like, you need to have the wide scope of what people have created, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
That's just my little rant.
I guess look back on that and be like, yeah, of course we're not going to say that anymore, but... We acknowledge that was a thing. We'll see it as it is there, but we won't obviously be like that now.
Yeah, you take that as a lesson as to not be like that now.
Well, that's what my history teacher used to say. You learn from history, so you don't get a Trojan horse coming into your place.
Exactly.
Always check the inside of a wooden horse.
I always do when I horse around. That was a horse joke.
That was terrible. The X Games part, I think, was just there.
Sorry?
The X Games part where Johnny Storm ends the X Games.
Yeah, this movie is fuck so it. Fucking... I'm going to, like, ride a motorbike.
The writers were like, oh, shit, we don't have any fight scenes. How can we just make this interesting from lab shit? X Games time.
Yeah.
That was just there for advertisement.
It was.
Because in the background,
had
there's
Pepsi
like...
Pepsi there, had Activision.
The Whopper from... I mean, like the Burger King fucking burger there.
Yeah.
Do they have Whoppers? Yeah, because yeah. Hungry Jack's here is big. It's Burger King.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all just the fucking shit. How did he even sign up, though? He just
walks... He just walks in. Like, he's famous for one day and suddenly he can just walk into the X Games and flip a motorbike. Oh, that's an old trick, Johnny. Show us something new. So he flips and just lets go of the motorbike. Can you imagine if he just died?
Yeah.
He forgot to flame on and just hits the ground.
Just snaps his neck and he's like a paraplegic for the rest of the movie.
Yep.
And he rolls in.
He can
the
still
fight.
Flame on, but he just can't fly anymore.
Yeah, he's just like he's grounded. He's grounded.
Oh,
what did you think of the special effects?
The special effects. All right. The practical effects were very good.
That's not what I said, though.
The seat. I mean, that's part of special
the bloody,
effects.
Here's the bloody padding, mate. Pad town.
Pad town.
Yeah.
Pad Thai.
Mm,
yum, 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 yum. Practical effects are special effects. They were good.
Yeah, but they're not special to me.
The CGI, yeah, it's dated.
Like,
it's dated.
They may be big, but it's how you use it. Wait, no.
Are you talking about your dingus?
Yeah, they were kind of shit. The stretchy effects especially.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's pretty hard to do in itself. I think for the time...
Have
they
ever got that right?
No, because the stretchy effects from the new Fantastic Four, which I've seen clips on YouTube, look the same.
Even in Multiverse of Madness, just a digression here, I feel like they're not even that good at that.
It's just, was there stretchy scenes in that?
There's like two. I feel like Marvel was scared to actually stretch.
I can't remember any stretchy scenes
he
in Multiverse.
He stretches an arm. Krasinski stretches an arm.
Oh, yeah. No, that was horrible.
Yeah.
No, that was really bad.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah.
Don't attack me. Attack them.
All right. I have a point of comparison for Multiverse that I wrote in my notes.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that this movie does really well... is the costumes.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't they good? Like, they have that kind of edgy, weird triangle thing that they have in the middle, but it's very subtle. It's not overt.
Yeah.
They do the thing that Fantastic Four is known for, and it is suit simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
They keep it iconic. You know, you have the bold blue, the black gloves and boots, and the black ring around the neck.
Four on the nipple.
What? Pardon?
There's a four on their nipple.
Oh, four on the nipple. Yeah, that's, four that's on the nipple. That's kind of a modern take on the suit, because usually it's in the middle.
Yeah, but it's a four on the nipple.
Four
bro.
On the nipple. Yes. For the Krasinski one, the only good thing about that suit was the four was in the middle. The rest of it was just a CGI shit show.
What would you rather, a four on the nipple or four in between nips?
Four in between nips in the style of this suit.
Oh, okay.
You get what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But isn't it funny, though, they said at the start, when they first put the suits on, when there was no fours on nipples in the space station.
Yeah.
It protects you. When it gets hot, it doesn't make you get hot. When it gets cold, it doesn't make you get cold.
Had it like a use for the suit. Like,
and you had to be covered completely, but then Jessica Alba's like cleavage is like... She must have boobs of steel or something.
Yeah, yeah, they can withstand the solar winds.
But I guess their heads and hands and...
This is true. Yeah, well, it was more for like temperature. That's what it was protecting.
So she's fine, just sweet. Yeah, I mean, not that I was complaining.
She just wanted a bit of a breeze.
Not to sound dirty either, yeah. But... I enjoyed it, but I'm pointing it out to be a savior. I thought, well, invisibility effect on her. You kiss my nose, silly.
That's my nose, genius.
I was aiming for the nose.
These are my lips.
Maybe he has a nose fetish. He's like, oh, yeah. I see the nose every time I give a kiss. But I'll never tell you that.
This That's my nose, silly. No, she goes genius. She says genius.
Oh, fuck off.
Get your facts right, cunt. This podcast just like dips in the gutter every episode. It's great.
Yeah. It's just... I feel like people come here for a movie review and then they just hear us just
slander.
What are we even talking about?
I was in a quick segue today and I was in the music shop. I was like, oh yeah, I need to buy a mic for our podcast. We need like a third mic. And the dude's like, oh, what's your podcast about? I'm like, oh yeah, we review movies and it's pretty crude.
Did you tell him the name?
Yeah, he's like, well, not until he asked the name.
Oh, what the fuck's wrong with you?
He's like, what's it called? I'm like, oh, it's Butts to Nuts. And he's like, what movie did you review lately? And I said, 50 Shades. And then I was like, it was so awkward, eh? And then I left.
Oh,
that was the end of that.
You should have told him, oh, tonight we're watching Fantastic Four.
I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah, you fucked it.
Oh, man.
Also, when they were in talking about the start thing, I find those plants very satisfying for some reason. The plants that they were using to get the data on the solar flare.
It's the plants were representative of the Fantastic Four because there was four of them. If you,
yeah,
if you, if you notice,
I thought that the plants were satisfying. Anyway, when Ben's out there, great name by the way. They said, "Oh my God, there's 10 minutes till the solar flare. We're fucked." And then he runs in. When he runs in, and Victor's about to propose to Jessica, Sue Storm. There's 6 minutes at that point. Then they go to Ben, right? At that point, to run from there to Ben and warn Ben about it, no way is that like 5 minutes because he only has like 40 seconds to get back.
Yeah.
The time just jumps so quick.
My God, yeah,
you could have got back easily.
Yeah, that wouldn't have saved them though because they were...
But he probably wouldn't have got as bad of a... Oh, no, it would have...
Nah, it just would have fucked him still.
No, because then it would have been closed up. The reason it came in, wasn't it, was because it was open, wasn't it?
No.
Oh,
no. It just came through the whole ship.
Yeah, well.
Because, remember, that's how it got Victor. He was behind the shields.
Oh, yeah. What was their plan? To leave the plants out there and then
go down? In the shield area. Yeah.
But they still would have got affected.
They still would have gotten affected. Yeah. And then Victor would have still been angry with Reed and gone, "You fucking ruined my business and now the stocks are dropped."
Yeah, and his investors pulled out. What did you think of him?
I thought the actor that played Doom was horrible.
Yeah.
I thought he was a really bad Doom.
Yeah, you didn't like Jude Law?
From Captain Marvel.
Yeah, you didn't like Jude Law from Captain Marvel?
No, I didn't like. Jude Law's alright, but that guy, he wasn't alright.
I don't know his name. I'll figure it out.
You got to be more menacing as a Doom. You can't be a fucking robot.
Yeah.
He was just blank face.
He's very boring.
Ugh. Oh my, Justin, my face is all scarred.
Justin McMahon or McMahon. I think it's McMahon.
This is common knowledge for most comic heads, but you know the reason why Doom has the mask in the comics is because his scarred face is there.
But he's all just metal. Is he actually metally underneath?
No, I don't think so. He's just burnt.
Like, and
his face is just burnt.
His nails are painted silver. Did you notice that?
Wait, really?
Did you not see that?
I didn't see his silver nails.
He's got silver painted nails, and he's just, as the movie progresses, he gets like an Anakin Skywalker robot arm. All his scars are all grey. It's just so goofy. But he doesn't do anything as a villain. It's cool when he shoots that guy through the chest in the car park, the investor. Fuck your stocks. It's not personal. The end fight was cool as well. That's why I'm annoyed that there wasn't as many fights.
Oh,
I know I'm sounding like a little kid, like, oh,
yeah,
too much talking. But I wanted more fights because the fights were cool.
They were cool.
They weren't bad fights. They were well-shot, fun fights for me.
For an early campy, early 2000s superhero movie, you need that.
And I like a bit of longer... I hate super, super quick cuts where you can't make out what's going on. Yeah. I had this problem with Central Intelligence, whereas this movie, I could make out what was going on and I could soak into that scene.
Not really, really soak it up.
They weren't long cuts, but
like
they...
Like a sponge.
You could just understand what was going on. It was felt cohesive. You saw Mr. Fantastic be
a fantastic
sort of
man.
Funnel for the water as the thing kicks the fire hydrant. Yeah. And
oh, that was so cool. Like, all of them using their abilities as a team.
That was sick.
But they never learned how to do that. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
They never had had a progression of team building.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, we're a team now.
And Johnny Storm just blew up all that garbage patch.
Yeah.
The
dude on that barge was just like, ah!
Yeah. I thought the end fight was sick, though. Like, the he goes supernova. Sue uses her invisibility shit.
Oh,
I hope number two has more fights.
It does, but I think that's
shit.
Where it falls a little
bit. So it's going to be me saying next week, oh, I wish it was less fun.
There are some cool Silver Surfer bits in the second one, though. Like, you've seen it from the trailer, him going through his board and stuff.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the second one. I've only seen this one before.
I think the majority of the CGI budget for this movie went into that Doctor Doom pose when he's, like, all heated up in the melting metal.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. That was
really
nice.
Really nice shot that's aged spectacularly. Did I say that correctly?
Did you like the Doom costume in the end?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I didn't mind it either,
I thought his mask was sick. Like, that was spot-on perfect. I would have just gotten rid of the little metal ear things.
Yeah.
That was disgusting. But his face was sick.
He didn't seem super powerful against the Fantastic Four. It was more like four people just beating up a helpless minor, but it was still an entertaining segment.
I like that they showed that he was extremely rich, though. Like, I know that's a given with Doom, but he was rich to the point he had his own space station and Latveria.
Yeah.
The island country that he owns.
Mm.
Yeah. That's good that he was established like that. You sniffing your lip like that. That was weird.
What did you think of the thing? And then we'll talk about the bridge and then
did we talk about his costume yet?
No.
Okay, well, the practical effects on his costume was cool.
Yeah, I reckon it looked good, yeah.
I mean, you can obviously tell that it's foam, but it holds up well.
I reckon, yeah.
I think it's really cool. Like, with the bits on his neck that were kind of crumpled with the... Do you get what I mean? Like, with the foam creasing sort of thing? You could fix that up with CGI nowadays, but keep the practicalness so you have it really nice and smooth.
Mm.
Like, that's how you move in tandem between practical and CGI really well.
Yeah,
they do that a lot with, like, superhero capes and stuff.
Yeah, with good shit.
Yeah.
Or they just go the route of Multiverse of Madness and make everything CGI.
Exactly.
I thought he looked pretty chill. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did look pretty chill.
His wife, what an absolute turkey.
Oh my God. Can you believe that? He comes home after an accident in space, and then she's like, I've got a surprise for you. Meaning, you know, some hardcore sex after a big mission.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Wish we saw it.
She comes out in a 90. No one does that.
She does. Debbie does.
I mean, some people might, but
Debbie does.
Debbie does.
Yeah, that's her name.
Debbie does and Debbie did, and Debbie came down the stairs and screamed.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, obviously you would have that reaction, but you would then go, a normal person would go, oh my God, we're going to get the best medical treatment.
Well, you're married to him.
You're married to him, and you just suddenly go, no, I don't want to see you anymore, you're a rock.
And she said, what he brought up was...
And suddenly she appears on the bridge...
Oh, yeah, which she just inexplicably turns up and throws
the ring. Oh, puts the ring down.
What a turd. But he said, remember how you said you'll love me no matter what?
Yeah.
Man, hoes be wilding, man. Like, that's fucked. That is not... is actually fucked. They do be, though. They do be.
Oh.
The bridge scene as well. Do you think people died?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Here's my problem then with that entire scene. he saves a guy who was going to kill himself anyway.
Yeah.
And ends up having, like, probably at least 7 or 8 people get killed. With to save up. One guy who was going to kill himself anyway. Why fix it if it ain't broke?
As cruel as that sounds, he just created a chain reaction that basically caused the problem in the first place.
Exactly. And then they were praised, like, as heroes.
Oh, you're heroes. You saved the city.
That doesn't make any sense.
And suddenly from then, they are getting fan mail, promotions.
Magazine.
Magazine covers, exactly. Exactly.
Press, like, all the time. They've just got nicknames and shit. They're led into the X Games.
Yeah, so strange, man.
It was entertaining, that bit. But also, like, the thing, he jumps down and he just shoulder charges the truck. In reality, we all know that that guy's dead. Obviously, comic book movie lore and logic, sorry. Not lore. Comic book movie logic, you know, he survived.
Yeah.
Definitely at that least guy was 7 people died in that thing. Dead. Those cars piling up got fucked up, man.
And then they exploded?
Yeah.
Like, there is definitely someone that was stuck in there.
You for sure. Did all of that. Once again, suicide is a terrible thing, but this is in the context of this movie.
Yeah.
Just protecting myself from the cancel scary people, the cancel monkeys. They'll come after me.
Don't be scared of them.
I am not scared.
Anyways, your point.
Did all of that just to save a guy who was going to kill himself anyway.
Yeah.
Just let him die. Once again, in the context of the movie.
Context of the movie.
Yeah.
No, it's... when you're thinking by numbers like that, I guess. Like, yeah, you're just causing more people to die. Even though they didn't show it realistically, that's what would happen. But you can't really say realistically because the thing doesn't exist as well. So
exactly.
It kind of just contradicts that.
So everyone's logic is fucked except for mine.
Yep.
Lots of science as well.
Science. Movie. So much science that I was a little bit too scienced out.
A bit bored.
All right. Let's hear your favourite scene of the movie. Go.
The end battle.
Oh, did you say that?
Oh, yeah, that or the snowboarding scene.
Yes, snowboarding Johnny. Care to join me?
That was good.
I was like, oh, yeah, I'd be in that hot tub. Anytime. Me as Johnny. And...
All right. No. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Seinfeld reference.
Yeah, any scene with Johnny really was lots of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Not enough of him. Oh, the shaving cream with the thing as well.
That was great.
That was a good montage just with everyone, actually.
It was good, yeah.
Toilet paper, you know, just seeing what they do with their powers and normal.
Mm.
And then it was like, oh, wait, that's it. We don't actually see him do that in a little fight. And then
that's it.
Look at lots of computer screens and go, powers rising. God, I love that.
So strange.
There was a lot of heat going above, like, the recommended heat. It's like, oh my God, it's reached 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
We better bloody get out of here.
Ah, shit.
Melted the entire titanium casing that he was in.
Yeah. You got any major stuff to say?
Bit of a mic action there.
I feel like you wanted to talk about Johnny a bit, or you...
Johnny, my boy Johnny.
You like the snowboarding scene. Better to watch it than talk about it, I guess.
Oh, Johnny made a good point about saying that Reed is the smartest dumb guy.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
We've already covered
yeah.
why, but it's a good line.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, it is a good line, actually.
Didn't Reed say, what do you want in life? Just money, fame, and women. And then he was just like, yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, yes, exactly. That's all I am in life.
The most material.
No, that's seriously all I am. I'm just like a rich, famous woman.
What?
You've been lied to.
What are you
And my spirit
You've
animals.
Confused me.
Rest in peace to Jimmy, the doorman.
Oh, Jesus. He was like,
Hiya, Jimmy.
Tries to do the fucking glass door. Yeah. Just kills him. He was just there to greet Vic.
Mm.
We call him Vic or Doom? We call him Doom.
Doom. I wouldn't call him Vic.
No, I'm calling him Vic.
Not fucking Vic Star from the Sidemen and just pop out KSI. They do hide and seek challenge from fucking Dr. Doom.
Bloody Dr. Vicky. Oh, I swear to God.
Stan Lee cameo in this as well.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, yeah. Do you know about that? You know Marvel shit. He's a postman. Isn't that an actual character?
Oh.
Willie the Postman, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he is. I think... No, well, he's not Billy the Postman in the second
Willie.
One.
No, Willie. Willie, yeah.
Is he in the MCU as well? I don't know.
What do you mean he's in the MCU? No.
As Billy the Postman.
This isn't in the MCU.
I know
this
that.
Is separate to it. This is before the MCU. This is Fantastic Four from 2005.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What's your point?
No, I'm just saying, like, is that same character rewritten in other things as a cameo character as well?
No, this is
because
from
he is a
Fantastic
FedEx
Four
guy as well. So that's another delivery man. But is he Willie in that?
So you think that from Civil War, where he says Tony Stank, that could be Willie the Postman.
I'm thinking that this could be a connectivity thing.
I mean, not much happened in this movie.
The multiverse exists.
Not much happened in this movie, so it could very well happen. It's not like any universe-changing or even world-changing events
happened.
Stan
created the multiverse, so...
Exactly, yeah. That's about me done, I think.
I think I'm wrapped up too.
Yeah, just feels like one... big filler.
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, I really enjoyed it when I was little, but it's come back to bite us.
Yeah, bite hard. Is it trivia time?
Yeah.
Alrighty. For most of the shoot, Michael Chiklis was terribly uncomfortable in the hot thing suit. Well, makes sense,
but
I guess.
That's kind
However,
of self-explanatory.
When it was winter in Vancouver and they were filming the final battle... Guess who was toasty and warm?
Ah!
And guess who was cold in their blue spandex? That's right. So Michael fighting to get... Oh, yeah, this is ties into the next point.
Yeah.
He fought hard to make this a practical suit.
Yes.
He didn't want it...
CGI.
Thank you. That's the word. Special effects, because they're special to you and I, is he didn't want it special. He wanted it real.
Yeah.
And
that's really good on him.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why Stan Lee loved him so much.
Yeah, he fought for authenticity.
The best actor ever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
While being examined by Reed, Ben mentions that he used to smoke. In the comics, the Thing used to smoke cigars up until the early 90s, when Marvel's new editor-in-chief, Joe Quesada, instituted an anti-smoking policy for the company's characters.
What about Wolverine? Did he...
Banned them all.
Really?
No smoke for Marvel.
Well, that's... Yeah, I mean, good on Ben for giving that up.
Why?
Oh, actually, no. You can enjoy yourself a nice Cuban.
Yes, do it.
Do a cheeky Cuban.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, exactly. He also wore 60 pounds of, like, latex. Like, the big suit. It was, like, yeah, 60-pound suit. I don't know what that is in kilos. Probably, like, nothing for us. But pounds are weird.
pounds.
Also, Stone. Paul Walker.
Paul, what?
Was considered to be Johnny Storm. Maybe he can be in the next Fantastic Four.
What have you done?
Why? Oh, shit! I take that back and...
what have you done? The
rest
dogs are
in peace to the late, great...
Paul Walker. Yeah. Celebrity Paul Walker.
Whoops. Letterboxd time? Gio says... Fuck. This is a movie and it was made. 1.5 stars.
Agreed.
Aiden says, here's how the film goes. Introduction. 1 hour and 10 minutes long sequence of team doing jack shit. Pretty cool final fight. And that's it.
Yep.
1.5 stars. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
No, that's pretty close. Yeah. No, that's spot on.
I think Nino, though, has a pretty good take.
Ah, bloody Nino coming at it.
I don't understand why this film gets so much hate. I got my first hand job in the theatre during it. 10 out of 10, hand job wasn't bad either. 5 stars.
Nino.
We've had a few of those reviews pop up over the podcast, haven't we? Like, I had sex during this film. Also...
Did we? Have we had a couple of those reviews?
I feel like it smells awfully familiar. It's...
Don't Don't say smells.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, secreting a very similar smell.
A cinema in 2005 smelling like popcorn and cum.
My favorite combination.
You know what? You don't see many people with popcorn these days.
Yeah.
Wow. Or cum. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, we're a popcornless and cumless society.
Maybe I'll get some popcorn tomorrow.
Shall you review your score?
You're cooked.
Go.
4.5 nugs out of 10. That's how many I'm giving this movie.
I'm not as lenient. I'm giving it a 3 out of nugs.
Respectable. All right.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these three things.
Number one.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number two.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number three.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.